One morning in June some 20 years ago, I was born a rich man's son. I had everything that money could buy, but freedom I had none. I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking so long. I've been looking for freedom.
Muy buenas tardes, queridos oyentes, y bienvenidos otra semana más a Break Potatoes. Otra semana más, Iván. Dos años seguidos escuchando Break Potatoes.
Wow.
Nuestro segundo año en Ouch. Break Potatoes.
No, it's the beginning of our third year in Break Potatoes, really.
Parece que fue ayer cuando empezamos Break Potatoes, Colin.
Happy birthday, darling. I mean, do you see what I'm doing? I'm mixing the fact it's our birthday edition and St. Valentine's Day edition.
Increíble. ¿Eh? Qué coincidencia de fechas.
Love is in the air. Love's in the air. Love is in the air.
Look around, like.
Yeah.
¿Qué mejor para celebrar nuestro segundo aniversario y para celebrar San Valentín que tener con nosotros de nuevo a Michael Sucio? Mike, welcome.
Hello. How is everybody?
I don't know. I'm very fine. Bien. I don't know the rest of the world.
¿Qué tal? Muy bien. ¿Y tú? Soy una chica de 24 años estudiando en la universidad. ¿Y tú? Mi padre tiene bigote. ¿Y tú?
Eso es lo que solías
hacer. Are you celebrating your Spanish level 2 years ago?
Yes.
Cuando nosotros empezamos con Break Potatoes, el programa en Spanglish de Radio Enlace, Mike llevaba poco tiempo en España y apenas hablaba castellano. Entonces, lo que hacía normalmente para poder comunicarse era simplemente responder, ¿y tú? ¿Verdad, Mike?
Exactamente así.
Era una forma
de... Y ahora he llegado a un nivel tan alto que puedo leer marca e incluso as.
¡Oh!
Bueno, muy
amazing.
Bien. Pero ¿sabes lo más emocionante? Que podrías leer marca y as de hace 2 años también. Y tampoco sería muy distinto. Sería similar. 2 años de Break Potatoes, 2 años de radio en Spanglish aquí en Radio Enlace. 2 años con un montón de temazos cantados en inglés y en español, Collins. Mm. 2 años con un montón de invitados, más de 5, es decir, hemos tenido hasta 6.
It's like the,
En serio, ¿cuántos invitados has tenido? Muchísimo, ¿15?
Menos. No, y
no,
más.
No.
¿Más?
¿40?
Bueno, no tantos. Joder, no tanto. ¿Tú conoces a 40 personas?
Contando a vosotros, sí. En clase somos muchos. Pero ellos no me conocen a mí.
And what better to celebrate as well, apart from the second anniversary, but St. Valentine's Day, a day that Al Capone ruined for lots of diners by massacring them.
But
el masacre del día de San Valentín.
They didn't have to pay the bill.
Well, that's a good point. Que Al Capone en el Chicago de los 30... Pues básicamente estropeó bastante la noche de algunas personas por ahí cenando el día de San Valentín, pues asesinándolos. Pero como dice el sucio, por lo menos no tuvieron que pagar.
No, eso es
la
verdad.
La cuenta, ¿sabes?
Sí, les sale barato. Pues, además, este año hay mucho que celebrar de San Valentín.
Uf, yeah, Wales versus England in the Six Nations on,
come on.
On the 14th of February.
Collins, como le digas eso a tu novia en San Valentín, que lo único que hay que celebrar es el partido, a lo mejor no le gusta.
Creo que se la mencioné, a lo mejor estaba dormida y lo dije de voz muy baja.
Y tú estuviste encima moviendo y ella dormida.
Tu forma de celebrar a San Valentín va a ser viendo un partido de Inglaterra-Gales.
And then maybe going to the movies.
Yo voy a tener una noche romántica en San Valentín con otras
25, en calle San Valentín.
Con otras 25 personas en una casa rural.
Y un niño.
Y un bebé que también viene.
¿Un bebé? Ah, sí, claro.
Sí, el de Ángel y Pilar. Vamos a celebrar una romántica noche de San Valentín con 25 personas.
Un orgy se llama.
Una orgía.
No,
una
orgía. Cuando no se mezclan, no, es simplemente una velada multitudinaria. Oh. Mike, ¿qué vas a hacer para San Valentín?
Well, I would like to watch Wales versus England, but what time does it start?
Is it a convenient time of something like 6 or 6:30 Spanish time? That's not bad, because that means it's over by 8:30. And
so you have time to go for dinner.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Well, easily, yeah, no problem.
I don't know. That makes things a little bit complicated.
No, it makes it less complicated, because it means you can have lunch at home. Then you come to watch Wales thump England,
beat the shit out of the English.
Oof, amazing. You know, could be your best Valentine's Day for 8 years.
Imagínate.
Well, why 8 years?
I don't know. What did you do 8 years ago?
Went to Silverstone, shook Damon Hill's hand.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right.
Imagínate que mejor San Valentín, con los amigos en el bar viendo el partido de rugby. Increíble, ¿eh?
Tocando los sillas y cosas así.
Mm.
Algo romántico.
Well,
effectively.
Andy C, otherwise known as
Andrés Coche Miguel.
Exactly. What a silly.
Like the name, the English name Carmen, that Spanish people have taken and used. Coche Hombres. The Spanish
Carmen.
Version of the English name Carmen.
¿Cuál es el Spanish version? O sea, ¿cuál
Coche
es el,
Hombres.
¿Y en inglés cuál es?
Carmen.
No, hombre, pero ¿de qué nombre hablamos?
Carmen.
Andy Carmichael.
Ah,
Coche Miguel.
No, pero yo estaba hablando del nombre femenino inglés, bastante popular aquí también ahora, últimamente, pero que no lo han traducido.
¿Qué nombre femenino?
Carmen.
She move on.
Estás espeso hoy, cabrera.
Moving on. Now, Andy, yet again, this is something that we say every week, has been on some hot dates.
Really?
With some fitties and some hotties.
Nuestro oyente Andy ha tenido unas citas calientes. O sea, bueno, citas calientes, pero no imagino que sean calientes del todo, sino citas con personas que solo conoce a través de internet o de una agencia, ¿no?
Not necessarily.
Not all of them, no, because Andy's a bloody good bloke,
but in this case,
and not bad looking either. But in this case, I am referring to when Andy was trying to get a guaranteed hot date with some fitties for St. Valentine's, but he actually...
Qué romántico.
He was actually thrown off... He was excluded or not allowed to join a dating agency.
Really?
Yeah.
No le permitieron entrar.
Why?
La agencia de
well, apart, right, he, you have to answer, apart from send photos and things like that, you have to answer 20 questions. And Andy actually apparently made a big mistake on question 4, and they won't let him join now.
Entonces, tenía un cuestionario de 20 preguntas por la agencia, esta agencia de contactos, y fallé en la pregunta número 4. ¿Cuál era la pregunta 4, Mike?
He said, what do you most like to see in a woman?
¿Qué es lo que más te gusta ver en una mujer?
En una mujer, sí. I don't know, I can't imagine. What could the answer be, Sufio?
Sus ojos. Oh.
Andy responded with, my dick.
La cosa que más...
Claro, y entonces no le dejaron... Bueno, pero no valoraron la sinceridad.
But it's the name of the game. Come on, why, a bit of honesty from the dating agency.
Exactly, if you want to play the game with me.
Hmm.
Anyway,
ABBA said that. It's the name of the game.
Well, we'll hopefully we will see Andy C.
Does it?
Here one day. I know he is planning to come in August, so we've got plenty of shows between now and then.
But when's he going to visit us in Madrid?
Probably about the same time.
Not at exactly the same time.
Why haven't I stayed at my house? then again, the walls are poorly plastered.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, so hopefully, yeah, we'll see Andy if he can stop having hot dates. Because if he keeps having hot dates, he'll never be able to come on a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody hell.
Entonces, finalmente no consiguió ir a la cita. Por no pasar el cuestionario.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think he's got his finger in many pies. And I mean pies. That's not a metaphor, friend. I actually mean pies.
He literally has his fingers in different pies. Que tiene los dedos dentro de varios pasteles.
Está metido en varios...
Varias tartas o varios pasteles o algo así.
Yeah. And so anyway, we hope to see him soon.
Good.
Good luck, Andy.
Solo tengo un mapa. El fato de una perra. Está claro, si freno es pa' pescar algo. No quiero riñonarme y encima está sin un cabo. Yo me he visto por los pies. En algo tenía que se acabó en el mundo. Me lo estoy currando, me lo estoy currando, me lo estoy currando, me lo estoy currando. Soy una mujer de recursos chulos, tu suela, pasión, saliva, leche y truco. Yo marco el minuto, me hago tirar buzones con la bomba que me tira los mamelucos. Y disfruto, eso sí, eso sí. Tengo lo que tú quieres.
I had, but first I have a question. What's wrong with that? Who's the woman who's singing? Who sang that?
Mala Rodriguez.
Oh, your mother, yeah. What's wrong with her?
Nothing. Why?
Me estoy currando. No. ¿De qué?
Me lo estoy currando.
Ah, okay, sorry.
Está trabajando duro para conseguirlo. Check it out, man.
Compruébalo. ¿Cuánta vez?
Tiene flow, tío.
She has flow. Fair play.
Can I just say something? Jose, when I saw you for the first time in a while, 3 weeks ago, just after Australia Day, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks? Ah, of course, yeah. And your hair doesn't seem to have grown since that show.
Yeah, I have problems. I
met Jose 5 years ago, and his hair doesn't seem to have grown.
No, well, but it's growing down, never growing up.
But yours hasn't grown either, I don't think. What about mine?
Mike, in fact, usamos peluca.
Usamos.
Yeah, this is a wig. That's the reason it remains always the same.
Okay. He hasn't changed either. He was wearing the same clothes 2 weeks ago.
But that's because he's dirty.
So you...
What about me? No, but
filthy.
No, but that's reverting to my mind.
Yeah, and your body.
Right. So. Yeah. But I use Lynx, so I don't have that problem, yeah. Sweaty Raphael.
Anyway, now, although this is the St. Valentine's Love Boat edition of Brave Potatoes, but I think let's spare a thought for people, for men who don't have girlfriends or wives, but some men choose not to. Some men choose
sensible men who don't
sensible
like cleaning
men
or nagging
choose dogs and not wives.
Bueno, pero Collins, ese es un tema el que no queremos. La zoofilia es respetable, pero es un tema que públicamente no está muy aceptado.
There's some very, very... No, let me read you a list of things. It's a very good point. There's some very interesting ideas.
Has it got anything to do with Stan Collymore?
Collins, anyway.
Solo espero que no vengas con típicos chistes machistas como siempre.
No. Listen, just listen.
Es algo objetivo, ¿no?
See if I'm right. This is objective, exactly. Number one. The later you arrive home, the more excited your dog is to see you.
Cuanto más tarde llegues, más contento está tu perro de verte.
Yeah. Más emocionado. Sí. Number two.
Estos son diferencias entre perros y esposas o esposos, ¿no?
Sí.
Esposas.
Específicamente... El esposo femenino.
Claro, que son esposas, ¿no?
Ah, sí. Number two. Dogs don't notice if you call them by another dog's name.
Un perro nunca nota si le llamas por el nombre de otro perro.
Mm.
Oh, good point.
O perra, could be a bitch.
Dogs like it if you leave a lot of things on the floor.
Al perro le gusta si dejas muchas cosas tiradas por el suelo.
Yeah. A dog's parents never visit.
Los padres de un perro nunca vienen a visitarte.
Dogs, number five, dogs agree that you have to raise your voice to get your point across.
Un perro está de acuerdo si elevas la voz para hacerte entender un argumento.
Yeah. Number six, you never have to wait for a dog. They are ready to go. 24 hours a day.
Nunca tienes que esperar a que un perro esté listo. Están listos para salir 24 horas al día.
Dogs find you funny when you're drunk.
A un perro le parece divertido cuando te ve borracho.
Yeah. Dogs like to go hunting and fishing
A un perro le gusta ir de caza y de pesca.
Number 9. A dog will not wake you up at night to ask, if I died, would you get another dog?
Ningún perro te levantaría en medio de la noche para decirte, si yo muero, ¿buscarías otro perro?
Number 10. If a dog has babies, you can put an ad in the paper and give them away.
Si un perro tiene perritos, puedes poner un anuncio en el periódico y pedir
y regalarlos
simplemente.
Number 11. A dog will let you put a studded collar on it without calling you a pervert.
A un perro lo puedes poner un collar
con
de púas en el un collar de púas o sin que te llame un pervertido.
Sí. If a dog smells another dog on you, they won't get mad. They just think it's interesting.
Si un perro si hueles a otro perro, tu perro normalmente no se vuelve loco, simplemente considera interesante.
Dogs like to ride in the back of a ute or pickup truck or combi.
A un perro no le importa ir en la parte trasera de una
furgoneta. Le gusta
ir en la parte trasera de una furgoneta.
And last but not least, if a dog leaves, it won't take half of your stuff.
Y si un perro se va, no se lleva la mitad de tus cosas.
Yeah. So there's just an alternative view of Valentine's Day.
Es una alternativa para esta visión tan romántica que hay de San Valentín, ¿no?
This is not a podcast from the BBC Grammar Challenge. Andy Carmichael. Now, is something a date? Now, you have to tell me, please, listeners, which preposition out of the three prepositions is wrong.
So two are right and one is wrong.
Exactly. Andy Carmichael is on a hot date. Andy Carmichael is of a hot date. And Andy Carmichael is in a hot date.
¿Y la respuesta es, Collins?
I wouldn't like to say, but I would hope that the answer is that the wrong answer is Andy Michael is of a hot date. And I would certainly hope that Andy Carmichael is in a hot date.
Thank you very much. You have not been listening to a podcast from the BBC Grammar Challenge.
Suthio, Mike, Dirty Mike, tell me, I think you've got a story about Chinese people and tobacconist shops that you'd like to share with us.
I have, actually. Good. As we spoke about, I believe, about 10 minutes ago, my Spanish has improved from zero to hero. Well,
zero to maybe two and a half.
In the last few years. However, problems can still happen. But normally, I don't have problems communicating with native Spanish speakers.
You can communicate with all sorts of people on a range of different
from
levels.
Different walks of life, basically.
Different walks of life, yeah.
So really, the last time I had a problem, I walked into a tobacconist shop. We don't actually have tobacconists in our country, do they? But
I don't think so.
Un estanco, yeah. They're quite common in Italy and here. I can't remember if I saw them in Portugal. But anyway, that's not important. So I went in there. I don't smoke. I went in there to get some stamps. I needed to buy a stamp to send a birthday card to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Dad, for last week.
Happy birthday, Mr. Hanley.
Okay. Yeah. Tiene bigote.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Tiene
happy
bigote.
Birthday to your bigote as well.
Well,
that's fine.
Yeah, it might not be happy birthday the for the bigote day. Unless he grew it on his birthday.
When he was a baby, he already had a bigote.
Ah, no,
well,
in that case.
On one birthday, working in the fire station, my dad's friends pinned him, five or six people pinned him down on a table
and shaved
half of his moustache off.
Sounds like were his friends from the Geelong Australian football team.
Like nah,
just
Australian
firemen.
Oh.
So my dad had to go home with half a moustache.
He He's still.
Do you remember that? Were you around then? Or were you...
I remember when he then shaved it off and I started crying.
Oh. Because you love bigots so much.
So, about the...
anyway, so I walk in and I needed to buy a stamp to send a birthday card to my dad and also another stamp so Laura could send a birthday card to her friend Sonia. Sonia! And I walk into this estanco tabaconista or whatever.
Estanco.
Estanco. Tabaconista no, no es nada.
No, estanco.
Ah, okay. And the person working there was a Chinese woman who was, I don't know, about 50 or something. And I was a little bit surprised. You walk into a shop, Chinese shop, you expect to see Chinese people. Chinese restaurant, Chinese people.
Logical.
Other than that, not very common. So I thought, well, that's okay. I won't have a problem. I started speaking to her, and I said, necesito un sello para enviar una tarjeta a Gran Bretaña. ¿Qué quiere? Said, necesito un sello para enviar una tarjeta a Reino Unido. La primera vez Gran Bretaña, la segunda vez Reino Unido. Pero Mila, ¿qué quiere? Mila, ¿qué quiere? Y luego al final tenía que decir la tercera vez, necesito un sello para enviar una carta a, por la primera vez en mi vida, lo siento, a Inglaterra. Y ella me dijo...
Inglaterra en vez de Gales.
Y ella dijo, mira, este sello es por... Fue a Madrid. Pero yo le he dicho, pero muy fuera. No, fue a Madrid. Y básicamente al final tenía que irme sin ningún sello porque ella no tenía ni idea qué estaba diciendo. Y hace 2 años, cuando empezasteis haciendo este trabajo hobby, que el problema normalmente estaba al revés.
¿Cómo ha aprendido? ¿Cómo ha mejorado Mike en estos...? ¿Pero sabes en lo que realmente... ¿Ha mejorado?
No.
Cantando. Uf.
When moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius.
Mike, vas a cantarnos una canción muy romántica.
Well, yes, I'm part of the chorus, but Gareth is the head giver. No, the head singer, sorry. It's just I just like to say that I went to the cinema a couple of weeks ago. I cannot believe I forgot to tell you on the show after it happened. I think that was the Australia Day show, so I was very excited. I went to the cinema a few weeks ago to watch a very good French comedy that I'd recommend called Bienvenidos al Norte o algo así.
Yo creo que es muy graciosa, ¿verdad?
Sí, sí, muy, muy buena. And... So I'm walking into Los Ideal. Laura's walked in before me because I had to have a Donald Trump before. And as I was going to come in and turn left to go into Sala Ocho, I noticed a tall man that kind of he caught my eye, and it's not normal for a man to catch my eye. So I looked at him, and as I was walking closer, I was kind of like staring at him. I thought, "Who the hell are you? I recognize you." And I noticed that he was with two other women, one of them, I could see from behind, maybe a foot shorter than him, perfect, like, little tight blonde hair. And I thought, who's that? And I thought, I know who it is.
Scarlett Johansson.
The Prince of Asturias.
Oh, really? And they were in the cinema as well.
So I walk in and I said to Laura, whispering, because I didn't want to sound stupid, like, oh, yeah, of course, the Prince. And I said, Laura, I have just seen... someone who, if it's not the prince, is an exact double of the prince. I mean, and she was like, and they are, whatever. And then the next two people that came in were talking, the prince is outside, and asked the person who worked there, what film's next door? And said, oh, Revolutionary Road's next door. And that's the film they were going
Was it really
to
the
watch. It must have. Well, really? Me and two other people thought it was the Prince.
Yeah, probably they need to go to the cinema.
Thought they would get a private showing in the palace.
But the thing is, his wife is a you know, entre comillas, normal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently, like before, like since they met and been married, they've been spotted on Calle Serrano walking, doing the shopping.
That's not normal.
Well, that's
not
true.
Not for me as well.
Well, it's not normal because she's actually from an area by Faunia, which isn't the most rich area, I don't believe, and comes from a bit of a sad home where her sister committed suicide. Mm. And so, yeah, walking down Serrano for her sister definitely isn't common.
Retail therapy.
But anyway, yeah, so that was it, really. So the Prince and the... But I really fancy her, so it was a...
She's lush.
I would have loved definitely to have seen her instead of the Prince, because I think she's really, really nice.
I've still
really
got that...
Sexy.
I still have that magazine cover up on my wall.
Laminated.
Yes. Remember that magazine cover with the Prince and Princess on the front?
Yeah, do you like her, Jose? Because I think she's really sexy.
Yeah.
Definitely would. Yeah.
No.
Anyway, this is a song dedicated to all you cinema goers
on
Valentine's Day.
Including royalty.
Anybody who wants to have a good Saturday night, who wants to have a good time on a Saturday night.
Prince Charles
in the cinema.
Prince Sutty.
No problem. Anybody.
Para todos ellos.
Let's hit it. Pues sábado a las 8 de la tarde. Sé a dónde voy a ir. Voy a recoger a mi nena y llevarla al cine. Todo el mundo del barrio se pone guapo para ir ahí también. Y lo vamos a pasar pipa como lo hacemos siempre. Sábado noche, tarde en el cine. Da igual la peli que veas. Cuando abrazas a tu nena en la última fila de la sala, pues hay Technicolor Cinema Scope, un reparto de Hollywood, y palomitas del puesto de golosinas lo hace el doble de bueno. Siempre hay muchas chicas bonitas con buenas figuras que no esconden, pero nunca comparables con la que tengo a mi lado. Sábado tarde en el cine, da igual la peli que veas. Cuando abrazas a tu nena en la última fila de la sala.
Big time in the cinema, one time.
Toca la silla.
Dos veces.
Más fuerte.
Campamento de refugiados.
Y el pato también.
Sale una tarde en la cine. Da igual la peli que veas. Cuando abrazas a tu nena en la última fila de la sala. Sábado tarde en el cine, da igual la peli que veas. Cuando abrazas a tu nena en la última fila de la sala.
Pues desde aquí, desde Radio Enlace, es el plan que os proponemos para un fin de semana de San Valentín romántico.
Lógicamente no para todos, porque habrá unas colas en el cine, imagínate.
Estaría lleno el cine. Queridos oyentes, esperamos que la próxima semana hayáis disfrutado de vuestro San Valentín y nos vemos como
and siempre. Hope that you don't get massacred. Que no haya masacre como en Chicago de los 30.
Come on, Wales.
Hasta
come on, Wales.
Semana, kick suerte para Gales.
Come on.
Y para Inglaterra.
Well,